You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good evening, 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here in Salt Lake City, 72 degrees. KSL's top story. Provo is growing. The Provo Airport has secured a deal with American Airlines as their latest provider. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera was at the big announcement.
Provo City Mayor Michelle Cafusi spoke at Provo Airport to make it official.
We proudly welcome American Airlines with year-round daily service to Dallas-Fort Worth and Phoenix.
I asked the airport's director, Brian Torgerson, if he felt this was just another sign of growth the state is seeing.
I think we'll actually stimulate, you know, growth as far as traveling and really people coming to Utah and experiencing all that Utah has to offer. We live in an amazing place.
American Airlines will begin service in Provo October 7th. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
And the International Olympic Committee is in Park City today.
Yesterday, the committee was shown around several Salt Lake City-based venues like Eccles Stadium and the Delta Center to get a better feel of how the games would look in the state. Today, the committee is in Park City and Midway to take tours at the Utah Olympic Park, Park City Mountain, and Soldier Hollow. The main purpose of this visit is to discuss Utah's infrastructure, logistics, and the overall readiness of the state to potentially host the Winter Olympic Games in 2034. Tomorrow, the group will be visiting the Ogden area. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
Yesterday, here in Salt Lake City, the IOC members rode the Trax train.
They asked how much it costs to ride the system. I would expect that we're going to have a zero fare Olympics. I didn't charge anybody fare today, so I thought that was decent at the Utah Transit Authority.
UTA Executive Director Jay Fox there says he doesn't think the IOC would even consider a city that doesn't have a well-developed transit network. Flags in Utah will be flying at half staff to remember former three-term mayor of Salt Lake City, Ted Wilson. He was mayor from 1976 through 1985.
Ted Wilson has been described as an eternal optimist who loved people and was loved by them in return. He passed due to congestive heart failure and Parkinson's disease. His family said they are honored that his memory will live on in the legacy he built as mayor and through the countless people he taught and mentored at the Hinckley Institute of Politics, where he was director. Mayor Wilson also ran for governor in 1988 and tallied decades of humanitarian service. He was also an accomplished mountaineer. The family is planning a memorial at a later time. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
Thousands more firearm dealers will now have to run background checks. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the Biden administration announcing it's closing what is often called the gun show loophole. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says people who buy firearms at gun shows and online will now have to undergo a background check.
Today's new action furthers the Biden-Harris administration's historic efforts to stop the illegal flow of guns and hold those who supply firearms used in crime accountable.
She says the new rule will save lives. Federal authorities have charged the former longtime interpreter for L.A. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani with federal bank fraud.
For allegedly stealing more than $16 million.
They claim he stole the millions from the Japanese baseball sensation to cover his gambling debts. Severe weather hitting Florida tonight. Residents capture the moment a tornado ripped through St. Augustine. Several homes sustained damage and trees were ripped out of the ground. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
All clear at SUU after a report of an active shooter shut down the campus this morning. Police were quick to send the school into lockdown. Part of the reason they acted so fast, well, it's because of an event that took place years ago at Virginia Tech. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce was at Virginia Tech on the day of the big shooting there, a mass shooting.
They didn't lock down campus. And through months of investigation later, the number one thing that they took away from what happened at Virginia Tech was if they had, they would have prevented at least 30 more deaths.
Becky says today's quick lockdown, well, it's a lot more common these days at colleges and schools in order to save student lives should there actually be a shooter. KSL News Time 6:35. Summit County detectives have arrested a man for using a printing press to create counterfeit cash. Official documents say the suspect was driving when he was stopped by police, and he admitted to making fake $100 bills. The sheriff's office obtained a warrant to search the vehicle. They found the printing press, the fake money, and the meth in his car. KSL News Time 6:35. The first witness took the stand today at Chad Daybell's trial. The court spent the entire day listening to him.
Ray Hermosillo is a Rexburg police detective. He started the day on the stand. He was part of the team that conducted the initial welfare check requested by J.J. Vallow's grandmother back in 2019. He recounted the night the bodies were found in Chad Daybell's backyard.
We had Fremont County Sheriff's Office, the Madison County Fire Department, bring in two large light trucks to illuminate the crime scene.
Hermosillo is the first witness to take the stand. He also testified in Lori Vallow Daybell's trial, where she was sentenced to multiple life terms. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 6:36.